نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Brothers, we are discussing duas taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon him that if the ummah reads this dua or that dua, then these are the benefits that they will get in this world and in the akhirat. Because whatever Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches is that wahi which comes upon him. So let us today discuss one dua which Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah, which we know as Durood Sharif and Salam. We don't consider it as a dua, whereas it is in fact a dua also. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as you heard in last night's recitation of the Quran Sharif in Taraweeh, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. So in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions that verily Allah Ta'ala Himself, just the meaning of that ayat is that Allah Ta'ala Himself and His angels, they send salat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This word salat has the meaning of mercy, it has the meaning of praise, and it has the meaning of dua. So when we say that Allah Ta'ala sends salat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showers His mercy upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we say that His angels send salat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it means that His angels, they make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The dua that they make is, O Allah, increase that salat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we say that the believers send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the believers have been asked to send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so it means that the believers have been asked to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to send His mercy upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And also that the believers, they praise and glorify Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And also that Allah Ta'ala Himself praises and honors Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are so many different meanings. Now the question is that if Allah Ta'ala Himself is sending salat, and He is asking the believers to send salat upon Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Sallu Alayhi, then the correct thing to do would be to send salat upon Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam directly. Whereas in fact we say that, O Allah, You send. Allah Ta'ala is telling us to send, we tell, O Allah, You send. Allahumma salli ala. So this is something that you may have heard in the past also, that the reason for that is that our salat will be in accordance with our capacity. We are sinful servants of Allah Ta'ala. We cannot do justice to salat upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This farz namaz that we made, the sunnat namazes that we made, the sitting in the i'tikaf, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the zikrullah that we are making, any ibadat that you take, it is all because of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mercy upon the ummah. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had not come, and if he had not shown us these ibadat, then we would not have been able to do these things. So therefore we are telling, O Allah, we are not worthy of sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We cannot do justice to it. We can only send limited amount. Therefore, we are fulfilling this command of yours. But what we are saying that, O Allah, You are the one who can really do justice to salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, You send it on our behalf. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the ummah that you must read salat upon me in abundance on Jummah days. On Jummah days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are so many hadiths in which he has emphasized, he has asked the ummah to send salat upon him in abundance. Must read plenty of durood and salam on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially on Fridays. And it is one of those mubarak days, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself mentioned, that it is the day on which Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was born, and in which he was taken or sent down onto the earth, and it is the same day in which Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. It is the day in which, on which Qiyamat will take place. It is a day which has got so many different significance. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the nafkhe fu, the sur, the blowing of the trumpet by Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will also be on Jummah day. So he said, send salat upon me in abundance. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then said that whosoever will send salat upon me one time, Allah Ta'ala will forgive 10 sins of his, Allah Ta'ala will give him 10 blessings, and Allah Ta'ala will elevate his rank 10 times. Now that is just one hadith where Allah Ta'ala will give him 10 blessings, forgive his 10 sins and elevate his rank 10 times. Whereas there are so many other hadiths with so many virtues, read Salat al-Nabi and all the fazilat of that. But on Jummah day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, increase your durood and salam upon me. Read plentiful durood and salam. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that on Friday, whosoever will read 80 times durood salam upon me, who will send durood upon me, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive his 80 years sin, 80 years of his minor sins which he commits day and night, minor ones. Allah Ta'ala will forgive that and write 80 years of ibadat. Why is there so much of sawab? Because after asr to sit and read that durood sharif 80 times, it sounds very simple and very easy, but how many people will really sit after asr and read the durood 80 times? Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Now to read that 80 years ibadat sawab. Rasul Paak Sasam said, whosoever will read 10 times durood upon me, Allah Ta'ala will give him blessing of 100 times. Forgive his sins 100 times. 100 sins. If he reads the durood 100 times, Allah Ta'ala will give him the sawab or neki and blessings of 1000. And if he reads more than that, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will intercede on his behalf. Now there are so many virtues, but let us take the simple one, the easy one, because we are weak, that whosoever will read 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I will intercede on his behalf. Of course, all these things that I have been repeatedly explaining, we have to understand it in its proper context. That these things were told to the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, and the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, there was no question of missing namazes, there was no question of just sinning openly, there was no question of indulgence in any kind of haram and being persistent, accidental sin, some Sahabi here and there, there was reason to why that happened. But they understood it in its proper context. Not like us, that we take this hadith out of context and we say, now 10 times morning read it, 10 times evening read it, finish, everything over. After that, na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. So it's not that. So let us read it 10 times now and read it again 10 times in the evening, and this being a day of Jummah, then increase the recitation of salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Cut down all other wazifas and read plenty of salat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on this day. Inshallah, the discussion of further about the ayat, if Allah Ta'ala wills, we will continue. There are different types of durood sharif that you can read, but let us read the simple one that we all know. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.